Get Up with Christian Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Okay. Apologies for that. We are on air.
Christy, good morning.
Christy and I were just wrapping up an interview that we had to pre-record before the show. But tell you what, it will be worth it after... When do you want to play it, Christy?
Let's do it after 8 o'clock.
No.
No?
Not this one. Not this one.
All right, we'll
come
have a
on,
discussion
mate.
About that a bit later.
We just done an interview with a woman in Bulgaria. And
it went
for about 12 minutes... because we knew there was going to be a language barrier, mm-hmm. but also I thought there might be another barrier. She's got the biggest lips in the world at the moment, and she wants bigger.
Gulp.
I know. So not often do we pre-record interviews because
no.
we like to go live. We like to do it live.
But we knew it would be a challenge this morning.
And my God, it was tough.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole confusion of, what was that you said? And we're like, oh... Okay, she doesn't understand.
Not just that. She didn't like... I don't think she liked the references to whether or not... Because her lips are so big. I was like, what if you were eating a sausage, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you couldn't fit it in. And then she's like, I know this is joke. And I'm like, oh. All right.
I thought she would have had an advantage when it comes to those things with those lips. But anyway.
Look, at some stage this morning, we will air that interview once we've cut it down. Because no one wants to hear 12 minutes of someone not understanding what we're saying. Yeah. And if you miss it, it'll be in the catch-up podcast. I had fun, Christy. I don't know about you.
All I could do was laugh, and you're like, no, I'm being serious about this. And
I'm being serious.
I don't know what to do with this interview. All
right.
Anyway.
But let's get into the show. Lots to come today.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
My sister Amber and I yesterday were having a little chuckle at the craziness that we got up to when we were young. In particular, a moment where we walked out of the house. I was 8 years old, she was 5 years old, and my motor mouth got me into a whole lot of trouble with Mum, because I had a tendency to back chat. And what happened was I threatened Mum that I'm going to walk out, I'm going to leave, I'm going to pack my bags and go.
Every kid does this. They go through a stage where they think they can make their own way in the world, and they pack their teddy bear and they run. I've done it.
Well,
slept on the front lawn.
She just said, right, go for it. And I thought, oh, geez, I didn't think she was actually going to. Say, yeah, go. So, packed the bags. I was the one in trouble. My sister was not. So, for some reason, she got dragged into it as well.
You're the eldest.
So, the poor little girl, she had to pack her bags, but she couldn't fathom what getting kicked out meant. So, she just packed her teddy bears, multiple teddy bears in that bag. No clothes, no nothing.
Right.
And Amber was so distraught. The entire time we left the house, she was in tears. I was confident. I'm like, it's all right. We're going to walk to the next suburb. We're going to go to my best friend's house.
Right.
We'll be fine.
Okay.
We only made it to the end of the street because she was absolutely in fear about the fact that Mum will never have us back in the house.
Right, okay. So she'd betrayed Mum, and now she was looking to betray you to go back to Mum, which is fair enough.
Amber did nothing wrong. It was all me, but she just got dragged into this whole weird thing where we had to leave the house.
What spurred this conversation between you two? Like, was it you were just having a cup of tea in your rocking chairs and your slippers going, do you remember the old days?
We were just chatting yesterday about kids and she's like, I know, remember when I packed my bags and all I took was teddy bears?
Oh, dear.
I don't even remember what I packed in the bag, so she's got a better memory than me at 5 years of age. But no, so we only got down to the end of the street and then Mum came and collected us.
Right.
And I was upset then. Because I felt like we could have had a slumber party at a friend's house if we just kept walking. Because Mum wouldn't have known when we ended up. She knew in her head that we weren't going to get far at that age.
You're totally different to me. I made sure I camped right outside Mum and Dad's bedroom window so they could see me outside in the cold. And then I'd just shiver every now and then. Look what you've done. Look what you've made me do.
Well, it's funny because after that day, Amber knew to never back chat. She'd learnt from my mistake. And so she was always the goody two-shoes when it came to pleasing Mum and Dad to make sure that she never got kicked out of home because she never wanted to go through that.
Look, you and I can talk about what we did as kids in regards to how we ran away and whatever else.
How independent we were.
It pales in comparison to the story of a five-year-old boy in the United States of America
I cannot believe what this kid has got up to.
He wanted a Lamborghini. He wanted a Lamborghini.
At 5 years of age.
Yeah, I didn't even know what one was until I was about, I don't know, 10, 11 maybe.
His excitement for fast cars, sports cars. But no, you're right. This kid had an argument. So yep. Like we all do when we're kids, had an argument with his parents because he wanted them to buy him a Lamborghini and they said no.
Okay.
Yep. So what did he do, Watch?
All his money, $3, by the way, $3, and he drives across the country to go and get himself a Lamborghini.
It's all right. I'll go and get it myself.
The police pull him over, and as he's winding down the window and he's getting his wallet out and stuff like that, the cops are like, hang on a second. This bloke doesn't just moisturise. This is a kid. And, it's made the papers. He's done quite well. I don't know how he reached the pedals. Maybe he had a little implement, something like that. Maybe a pillow. Yeah, phone book is the classic one, but no one uses those anymore.
He was probably standing up.
Mm. Didn't get his Lamborghini either.
No.
Very sad, but, you know, kudos to him trying. I think he made it, you know, a fair way across the country.
Well, you know what? He was probably right in what he was doing, because you know how parents always say, if you want something, take matters into your own hands. So in his eyes, he was doing what he was told to do.
Well, not only did he steal the car, but $3. That's a steal for a Lamborghini.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
A little bit more information from Grimes, the girlfriend / I don't know, whatever, of Elon Musk. I don't know what their relationship's about. They keep it very, very secretive, but obviously they had their kid. They don't want to gender it. I mean, the news tabloids have said they've got a son, but they're not going to gender their child.
No,
so,
it's not a he or her.
What's happened, though, is that she's come out and said, look, everyone's struggling with figuring out how to say our kid's name. It's pretty simple. Let me spell it out for you. So X is the unknown variable. AE, the connected letters, is Elvin's spelling of AI, which is love or artificial intelligence, which apparently is the same thing. It's not. And then A-12, precursor to the SR-17, which is our favourite aircraft. No weapons, no defences, just speed. Great in battle, but non-violent.
Right.
And A is Archangel, my favourite song. And then she's just written Metal Rat, which is, it's the year of the metal rat in the Chinese astrology.
So in layman's terms...
Sorry, my voice is deciding to turn off because it's talking so much crap at the moment.
Disgusted by this name. But no, in layman's terms, what does that all marry up to be? Archangels, something else, and
I'm going to put it together. Unknown, artificial intelligence, love, no weapons, no defenses, just speed. Archangel Musk.
You're better off just going XA-A12.
Just call
as the kid's name,
like Baby Yoda in The Mandalorian. No one knows that little bugger's name. Just call it Baby Musk. Be done with it.
The one to get up. A fresh way to get up.
Christy and Barge on Hit FM.
You know how you're like a big advocate for Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch, that New Horizons thing? Not that I've been getting around it and you haven't convinced me to play it, because I don't like computer games.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. I think it's a very wholesome game. I think that more people would enjoy their life if they played those kind of computer games instead of all the angry ones. And I think that the theme song is... Listen to this. Imagine that. You're on a tropical island. You can build your own little houses. You can invite other animals to come join you.
And that's what I'm confused about. You're on a deserted island. Yeah. Why on earth do you have to have this fancy house where you've got to make it look nice, like it's your own luxurious home?
Because
you're on an island.
It's your island paradise. It's your ritzy paradise, mate. You've got to make sure that you're not getting eaten alive by sand bugs and things like that.
No, but you could just sleep in a tent or...
Why would you do that?
Pitch a little teepee with branches.
I pitch a teepee every morning, mate. That's how good I'm having it. But I'm telling you right now, if you're living on an island, it's totally different from camping, okay? You're there forever, all right? I sat there and I thought, I'll start with the tent, and I did. Built up to a little house. Now I've got a big old house.
So do you think what you've crafted, your house, is good enough? From an interior designer's point of view?
That's fantastic. I've got everything. Everything's fantastic. Every room is themed.
Well, you know, you can actually request the advice from proper interior designers. Luxurious homewares place called Olivia's is helping people out. And And you can pay to have an interior designer. So it's kind of two ends of this. If you've got some cash to
splurge. You can't have an interior designer on a video game.
Yes, you can. So you can go to consultants. It's this new initiative. You can go to a consultant. So if you came to me and you said, look, my house has just not got the feng shui that it needs to on this deserted island. It needs to match the outlook and be very coastal chic.
Yes.
I can help you, but you've got to pay me.
I wouldn't do it because I like the way I've set my house out. I think it's fantastic.
Okay, well, maybe if you think you're so good at it, you can make the cash so you can become a consultant.
I don't know about that. I'd have to have a good recce inside their house, see how big it is, what stuff they've got. I couldn't do it.
You would do it if you knew you'd get 70 bucks an hour.
I would definitely do it now. Yeah, definitely.
70 bucks an hour.
It's funny you say that because I saw just the other day what happens on the island is fruit and trees and rocks and weeds all sprout.
Weeds island.
If I put the game on right now, it would be the next day because it runs in real time.
Is it like a Tamagotchi where you got to feed them and stuff
it's
like that?
Better than that. It's a cross between Sims and Minecraft.
Right.
Okay. But it runs in real time. So if I go back home right now, unless I time skip, which I don't do because I play the game properly, I time skip a lot. Doesn't matter. I'll go there and there'll be weeds there that have grown overnight. But there is a service that where you can pay users to come over and do the weeding on your island.
So hang on, is that coming out of your own cash? Like you've got to pay for
in
that?
Real money.
Why? I don't pay anyone to weed my own garden. I've had this story before. I went and hit up a guy to go and slash the weeds that were in my backyard.
Well,
gave him a six-pack of beer.
See, anyone that does the weed picking service is actually going to be losing double coins. I'll tell you why. Or bells. Bells is the currency. So you lose money because there's this little sloth fella, right? Because they're all different animals. There's this little sloth fella, and he rocks up every now and then on your island. This has got to be really weird for people that normally listen to the show going, hang on, is this Bodge talking? Yeah, it is. I play wholesome games. Right. So there's a little this little sloth fella rocks up, and he looks really stoned, because sloths do. And he's asking you for weeds. And it's like the first time he rocked up, I'm like, hang on a second, we can grow that? Or hang on, it's plural, weeds. Okay, he wants those weeds.
Now you've piqued everybody's interest.
And he buys the weeds from you.
Yeah. What kind of weeds are these?
They must be pretty good because he seems keen on me. He keeps coming back to the island since he's had his first taste.
And no wonder you keep playing the game. Yeah.
But no, it's a good game. I think a lot of kids get around it. It's like Sims was big in our generation growing up. Minecraft was huge a few years ago, and it still gets played, but this is kind of the new Minecraft. It's one of those games where there's no ending to it, really. It just goes in a big loop, and then you just keep playing and playing until the end of time.
I won't play the game, but I'd like to become an interior designer just so I can make 70 bucks
I'll
an hour.
I will teach you.
No, don't, because you've got no fashion sense, let alone would you have even feng shui in your house.
Come to my island. Actually, I've got a picture of my island.
Have you got cocktails? That's all that matters when you go to a tropical island.
Funny you say cocktails. Have a look at what I've got on my island, because I've figured out you can use QR codes now and you can put whatever images you want. Who is that on the island?
Is that Terry Crews?
No, it's Big Barry. Big Barry. If you don't know who Big Barry is, look up Big Barry or ask one of your mates to send a picture of Big Barry.
Bodge and Big Barry sitting on his deserted island sipping on cocktails.
Well, when people rock up to my island, the first thing they see is Big Barry. You need to look that up. Right, I'm going to look into this interior designing thing because I don't need a certificate to make that island look sensational.
Hit FM with Christy and Bodge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
What did you just go and do, Bodge?
Do you remember that banana bread I made?
Yeah, you made like 3 days ago for
me. Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
Okay, 2 days ago.
I put it in the microwave, warmed it up, put some butter on it. I thought this is going to be great with my cup of tea.
Was it stale? Was it all right?
No, it was still nice and moist. It was great.
Tastes good?
I took a bite out of it and I feel really like gross. I feel like I'm going
to
be
sick. You have a tendency to talk yourself into making yourself feel sick, though. Right. So part of me goes, meh, you're just being a wuss.
Okay.
But
I've taken less sick days off than most people that work in this company. So.
Okay, thanks, because I've not ever had a sick day anyway.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. This isn't about you. This is about the fact that I may have stored it incorrectly.
Why did you leave it in a cupboard?
I wrapped it in beeswax wrap and I put it in the cupboard here and I thought that'd be nice because if I put it in the fridge, it'd go be dense and it'll go cold.
Any food that you've opened that was already prepackaged or that you've made, you always, if it's a cookie, whatever it is, you store it in the fridge, not in the cupboard. And I'm actually going to ask the mums of the Mid-North Coast if Bodger's done the wrong thing. Can you just put this...
I don't need them to tell me that I've done the wrong thing. I bug it up and I feel crook.
We do have Belle on the line from Port Macquarie and she's going to confess in a sec. But Belle, do you store banana bread in a cupboard?
I'd definitely be putting that in the fridge.
He's gone to the back wall right now. He's not feeling too well. So let's just pretend Bodger's left or do whatever he needs to do.
Let's do the thing. Let's play the thingy. All right.
It's Real Mum Confessions with Christy and Bodge on HIT. Thanks to Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie.
Now, Belle, you're quite the super mum because you've got 4 kids all 2 years apart. What have you done to them?
Okay, so it was Christmas holiday time. They were all being really feral. I got sick of throwing out that Santa's not going to come if you don't behave yourself. So I put them all to bed early, and the next morning I woke up and I'm like, kids, it's Christmas. Let's go see what Santa's bought. And they ran down to the Christmas tree. It wasn't Christmas Eve, so there was no presents under the tree. And their little faces just dropped. And I'm like, well, this is what happens when you keep behaving the way that you've been. And they just like looked at me, nearly burst into tears, and I'm kind of like, all right, you've got another chance, okay, because it's Christmas Eve today, so you better, like, lift your game or that's it, no presents. Wow.
So they were being bad, and Santa doesn't come, so you got to be on the good
that's
list.
That's it.
Very harsh.
Exactly right.
So did Santa come the next day? Were they actually good that day?
Yeah, they were very good. They were very, like, very quiet, very reserved, no more fighting and being feral, so, yeah. It was nice.
Well, thank you for sharing your confession, Belle. I'm sure you've got multiple other stories. When you've got 4 kids that young or same age apart is crazy. So, look, you're going to walk away with the treasured time package thanks to Aqua Vitae Day Spa and the 5-star complex in Port Macquarie. And you're not only going to just get that prize now, you're going to go on the draw for the major prize, which is valued at $665, 5 hours of Indulgence Divine package. How does that sound?
Oh, mate, that sounds like a month in Fiji.
It's better than going to Fiji. Not that you can go to Fiji right now anyway, but yeah, you're in the draw for that. So thank you, Belle. And look, one more chance tomorrow before Mother's Day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good on you, Belle. All right. That was fantastic.
You, though, I'm sitting there struggling.
I am struggling. Sorry. I didn't mean to ruin that.
Someone's calling up to complain about.
I think I know who it is as well.
Sick. Good morning. Who have we got there?
Good morning, you two. How are you?
Oh, Mark.
Mate, I think you need to harden up a bit. Seriously.
Okay.
You need to. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing. What, eating banana bread out of the cupboard?
Yeah, don't tell me you never left a kebab beside your bed after a big night, ate it the next afternoon and things like that.
I think the next morning's fine, but I think a few days is probably, not great.
No, give it 2 days easy.
Well, it's been... third morning.
It concerns me though, Mark, because you're a chef. Does that mean that you just leave things sitting on the bench and then just think they're good 2 days later?
No, it doesn't.
Depends if I'm drinking or not.
Good on you.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
We've got an interesting interview here, Christy.
Mm.
We recorded this before the show started. We don't normally do that, but we knew there'd be problems with language barrier, also the lips, which we'll get into in just a sec. We thought maybe we wouldn't be able to hear her properly.
No.
But there's a girl, 22 years old, from Bulgaria.
She's an Instagram model.
Yep.
But she's more famous for something else.
Yeah, she has got massive lips at the moment, and she wants bigger lips. And she's making news all over the world. So, Andrea Ivanova, have a listen to this. This is our interview. There was a couple of times where it went a little bit hairy. Have a listen to this. So, Andrea, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time out. What time is it there in Bulgaria at the moment?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
What time is it there?
10:30.
10:30. Okay. Now, you are 22 years of age, correct?
Yes.
And you've got these big plump lips. We've seen them in the newspaper. Are you in any pain at all with the lip size that you have at the moment?
I have 20 injections hyaluronic acid in my lips now.
And you want some more injections, right?
Yes, I want more.
Why?
Mature. Because I want bigger lips.
So you want to have the world's biggest lips?
Yes, I want the biggest lips in the world.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, but so, you want to go bigger.
Yeah, so who at the moment has the biggest lips? Who do you need to beat to have the biggest lips?
I don't know exactly, but I think one Russian girl.
Oh, okay. The Russians, we understand. Now,
yes.
How easy is it to get injections, to get lips that big in Bulgaria? Because it'd be quite hard here, Christy, to get them that big, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In Bulgaria, this is fashionable. Here, there are a lot of girls with bigger lips, but my lips is bigger than the others, yes.
How much did you spend?
I didn't count the money.
Oh, so you don't know. Well, then what started your obsession? Why did you like big lips?
I think I'm more beautiful with bigger lips because before I was with smaller and now I like me more than before.
Well, I saw the photo of what you looked before you had the injections, and I thought you looked hot.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything wrong with you at all. I thought you looked amazing. What other surgeries have you had?
I haven't breast implants in the moment, but I want.
You're bigger.
And I will make, yes.
How big, what cup size will your boobs be?
I think 1,000 cubics.
Jeepers.
Or huge. Yes.
1,000 cubics, is that, what is that in cups? What's that in cups?
In cups, I think J or A.
So J or H, that's huge.
I don't know.
Oh, right.
How?
Okay, well.
But, yes.
Because your lips are so big, is there food that you can't eat?
No, I haven't problems with the... with eating or drinking or speaking.
If you say you were eating a sausage, right? Say you went to the store, bought yourself a nice sausage.
Which you can't say that.
Bulgarians eat sausages, Christy. Would it be a struggle to get it in? Or maybe a sweet potato, eggplant, anything of the larger variety? Would it be difficult to eat that?
I know this is a joke with the sausages, but...
I only ask because if your lips are big, I mean, it might be quite tough to put any kind of food in the mouth. Like, I'm serious. This isn't a joke. This is serious. I want to know whether or not the logistics of it make it hard to eat certain foods.
I can give any indication how big is too big or...
Yeah.
Can lips be too big? Because for each person, big, bigger and too big are different concepts and... I'm broad-minded, and I think people should be free to choose which one for them, big, bigger, or too big.
Mm.
There are no boundaries for me.
Okay, so for those playing at home, there are no boundaries for you.
Do you feel like you're a role model for other young women?
Yeah, why not?
Do you pay for it, or do you have, someone that... helps financially get your lips nice and plump, maybe an OnlyFans account or a sponsor or a sugar daddy or something like that?
No, I haven't OnlyFans account, but I think I will make because I have a lot of messages every second, every day, every moment from men, on all of the people over the world, and they ask me every day for OnlyFans.
Right, okay. Well, there we go. That's fair enough. So you're happy with the way you look?
Yes, of course.
You still want to get bigger, though?
And be the world's biggest lips.
Yes, I want the biggest lips in the world, but in a few more time.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this morning, and all the best for the future.
Well, I mean, if you're going to try and get the world's biggest lips, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
We do have the federal member for Cowper, which is the larger area, for those that don't know, that covers a lot of the Mid-North Coast, in fact, all of it. And he's on the line now, Pat Conaghan. A couple of things we want to chat to you about this morning. The petrol prices, of course, is something that people have been pretty irritated by, considering I've got a lot of mates in Tamworth, and it was only about a week and a half ago they were saying it was down to 77 cents.
That is crazy.
I haven't seen it under $1.10 here.
No, it is crazy, and it's something I get emails every single day about. Mm. And living in Port Macquarie, you certainly, and I do quite a bit of travelling, and to think I can go up to through Kempsey and get fuel for 10 or 15 cents less than what we get in Port Macquarie, and the same with Coffs Harbour, it just doesn't make any sense. And I check the fuel prices as I do most days, and in Sydney at the moment, it's 80. The cheapest you can get it is about 83. Port Macquarie's 99 cents and Kempsey's 91. So there's a variable there of almost 20 cents.
Well, yeah, I'm just happy Christy's found it under a dollar. My God.
But you're talking 10, 15 cents, which can make a whole difference over a full tank. But normally you wouldn't bother hunting around if it was 3, 4 cents.
Oh, well, maybe you wouldn't.
No. Oh, gosh, I don't even care what the fuel price is. I just fuel up and I pay what it is. But, Pat, what about you? Are you the one that really hunts around? Like, I know you're looking at the prices, but would you drive the distance just to get the cheaper fuel?
Look, I've got to be honest, I probably wouldn't because I'm busy, and most people are like that. You know, they're busy, they just want to fill up. But the big thing here is that, I urge petrol stations to take a bit of responsibility, and when these oil prices are so low, not to take advantage of their customers. And it would appear that the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commissioner, whilst he, you know, does the same thing and urges petrol stations to do the right thing, not much has happened over the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, if it doesn't change, both Kevin Hogan, who's in the next electorate, and myself are talking about calling on an inquirer or a royal commission to make the petrol stations do that. And I don't want to have to do that, but if they won't pass those savings on to their consumers, then we really need to have a good look at it.
Well, the cramp thing about it is, if it comes to that, it's not a petty thing either. I don't think it should be something you should be ashamed about doing. I think that if people can't get petrol or diesel, whatever they're filling their car up with, at the price that it should be at now, in this time where everyone needs to save money, you've got people that are just closing their doors left, right and centre at the moment, even though we may get some sort of respite from the restrictions come tomorrow. It's one of those things where take them for all they got. They got money. They got cash. If they're not going to give the savings to us, and they should be giving them to us, take them for all they got, pal. Do it.
Yeah, and that's the point. People are hurting. And, you know, it'd be nice to see. We're all saying we're all in this together. It'd be nice to see those savings passed on.
It's true. Look, the happier story now. This was a sad story at first, but Christine Archer, a retired nurse, she's coming back over from New Zealand to come to Bowraville to see her sister, who's not in a good way.
That's right. Well, we first found out about this through the ABC, who had been contacted by Christine's family. Her sister, very sadly, is in palliative care in Bowraville, and she had made an application through the Border Force Commissioner to come over, and it was refused on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
When we found out, we got in contact with both the Border Force Commissioner and also Mr. Dutton's office, and within a day or two, an approval was given for Christine to come over. And I've spoken to Christine a number of times. Lovely lady. And it's one of those really feel-good things in this job. Sometimes it can be thankless, but it was so good to talk to her, and she was just over the moon to find out that she could come to Australia to be with her sister a really tough time.
How did you work your magic? Because she was denied multiple occasions because she didn't have the exempt on compassionate grounds. I don't even know how they say that, given that it was her sister's dying wish to have her by her bedside. But what did you do to make her change her mind?
Yeah, Peter Dutton, I mean, what magic lamp do you have to rub to get him going?
Well, I do what I normally do and stand in one spot and just stamp my feet.
Yeah, chuck a tanty.
And chuck a tanty. No, Peter Dutton is a good fellow. He's got a good office. And once we explained the full circumstances, and particularly at a time where they're talking about bringing a whole football team over from New Zealand, I know which one should come first, and it was good to see that it did.
Are you all for the whole bubble of once the state borders open that we just consider New Zealand an attachment to us and so we can travel from New Zealand to Australia?
Only if we could call the rugby union players ours and put them into the Australian rugby union team. That's fine.
Well, actually, just on that, on the Warriors coming over to Tamworth, now Scully Park is a great facility over there. I've lived in Tamworth for a little while. Are you upset that we didn't get them here? It would have been pretty cool to have had a team playing here on the mid-north coast where we could just go and, like, even if we can't go there, just would have been a nice buzz around the area. Was there an opportunity for you to maybe petition for them to come here instead?
Look, there wasn't. The first I heard they were going to Tamworth was when everybody else heard. It's always good to get more people into the electorate because what it means is there's more money going through the economy.
Yeah, of course.
And whenever we hear about those opportunities, we jump straight on them.
Thank you for your time this morning. I know there was a barrage of different things there, but it's different talking to... talking to a politician about nice things. Apart from the petrol, obviously.
Well, it's good to talk about nice things.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Lights.
Christy and Budge on Hit FM.
And cameras.
It's Budge in a movie.
Action. All right, you know how it goes. You get to, well, while the cinema's still shut, and we do wish that tomorrow... the cinemas are allowed to open again because Majestic Cinemas right up and down the mid-north coast, we're talking Sawtelle, we're talking Nambucca, Kempsey now as well, and Port Macquarie. There are so many cool films that are still slated to be released, so we're hoping that they...
We have our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Although I do have an update, National Association of Cinema Operations are hopeful cinemas will reopen by July.
Oh, jeepers.
So it's still a little while yet, but...
No.
Come on, do it earlier.
Until then... we'll be letting the winner of this segment play a song of their choosing as a prize for guessing the film.
Yeah, so 13, okay. 12, 16. When you know what the movie is, give us a call.
All right. Are you ready for it, Christy? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Do it.
All right, here's the bit. Now, bear in mind I was supremely busy and it might not be the best one ever. And it might be tough. I don't know.
Talk it down.
Whatever. Here it is.
You see this book? This book tells the future. Tells the results of every major sports event till the end of the century. Football, baseball, horse races, boxing. The information in here is worth millions, and I'm giving it to you.
No, I genuinely do not care, old man. Make like a bush and move.
It's leave, you idiot. Make like a tree and leave.
Whatever. Just get out of my face.
Don't you get it? You could make a fortune with this book. Let me show you.
Don't touch it. Can't even get my own station on there.
UCLA trails 17-16. It's 4th and 11 with only 18 seconds left in this game. I'd say it's all over for UCLA.
Bet you $1 million UCLA wins at 19-17.
How'd you even get American sports on that? I can't even get my own station on that. Also, I thought we were in lockdown. How do you get a score to a game while lockdown's on? There shouldn't even be any sports. So there we go.
Oh,
very, very easy, clearly, because the phone lines have lit up.
I don't know, and I do recognise the scene, but I can't recall what movie.
You don't know which one it is?
No, so hopefully someone else
does. Well, let's see if someone else can. Hello, who have we got there?
Hey, it's Steve. How are you, bud?
Steve, what's going on, mate? How are you?
Yeah, good. Just heading to work.
Oh, okay.
One of the lucky ones.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you reckon the movie was, mate?
I think it's Back to the Future.
Which one?
Oh, first one.
Well, it's not, but it was Back to the Future, so I will give it to you. There's Back to the Future 2, where Biff goes back in time after he sees the book that Marty McFly gets, the almanac.
Biff, that's
the
right.
Famous almanac.
Oh.
So,
almanac.
Okay, we're going to play a song next, though. What tune do you want?
I'm going to go old school and go... Hunters and Collectors, throw your arms around.
Hang on. You got the wrong station here, Steve. We can't go Back to the Future to what you want.
We do say it with a little asterisk, okay? Hunt, it's a good song. It's a great song about one night stands, but it's got to be sort of a hits and old school. Let's go from the...
90s onwards.
Oh, it was not the 90s.
Was it?
Oh, geez. Do you know what? He's got us.
Yeah. Let's see. It was 92, I think.
You have scored yourself big time, Steve.
Well, let me see if I can find it.
Is it even in our system?
Probably.
He wouldn't even know what Hunters, that song was.
Hunters and Collectors. Let's see if we got it.
Have you seen them in concert?
Yeah, quite a number of times. I've actually had drinks with Mark Seymour.
Oh, really? Can he chuck them back or what?
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Yeah, I've got it here. All right. Well, we'll play it next. We'll play it next after the ad break. All right. Nice one, mate. You take it easy. Thanks for playing.
Cheers, guys.
See you easy. Oh.
Are we going to get in trouble for playing really old school?
No, I don't care. It's still the 90s. I mean, old school is kind of open-ended. I mean, if it was Akadaka or something, we'd have to put a hard no on it.
No, I'd say Akadaka, we can get away with it too.
No, we certainly cannot.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
Lee Jolo has joined us this morning. Lee, good morning to you, our newsreader extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire, I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Morning, guys. Massive news coming out of the Port Hastings Council meeting last night.
Yes.
Very exciting.
This is something that a lot of people have been wanting for a long time, especially the Lake Cadia community.
Yeah, very long time since we've seen it open.
Yeah, the Lake Cadia itself is going to be open. Let's hear what Mayor Peter Pinson had to say at the council meeting.
And I see no opposition. Am I correct, councillors?
Correct.
Thank you. I'll declare the motion carried.
Oh, that's a very quick one there. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
So no one objected to it?
No, that was the motion being put forward for the lake to be opened.
Woo!
So it's going to happen. Yeah, finally. And it's a lot of people have been wanting this to happen. It's obviously... it's been going up quite a lot. Obviously, we had a lot of rain. Around Christmas, it was very low, in fact. Mm-hmm. But since then, it's really been encroaching on a lot of people's properties, on the sewer systems, along some of the walkways and those sorts of things. So it's been a real issue.
Well, the sad thing is that we're coming into winter now, and so communities can't make the most of the beautiful lake, because that's one thing that we all love to do is go and visit these beautiful lake systems that are on our doorstep. And summer, I miss the fact that I couldn't even take my paddleboard out there to have a nice little swim and paddle, and now it's like, thanks, it's winter. Well, it's better than nothing. I'm not complaining.
I'll be totally honest with you. I am confused by it all because I don't live in that specific area. I've tried to get my head around it, but I've heard different things that and I could be wrong. I'm so sorry if I've got this wrong, but I was hearing something on another radio station, I won't name it, but about there was freshwater creatures living in the lake that once it's open to the sea, the salt water would affect them or whatever, and there'd be problems with the... I don't know if that's why there's been such a problem with opening it up. I'm so sorry about being confused about this, and I'm not trying to say whether it's right or wrong. I'm hoping it's the right decision. I just haven't looked into it enough.
Well, you look at freshwater living beings, they generally go further up the river system, so I don't know. I'm confused by it too.
It's okay to be confused by it. They know what they're doing. That's why they're in the job they're in, and they're opening it up. They think it's the best thing to do. Then it's the best thing to do, I guess.
They've had a big problem with the levels of salt in there. It's just been too much.
Yeah.
And obviously it needs to be flushed out to some extent. But then with that, there's even some more concerns. So Lake Cadia, Revive Lake Cadia themselves are happy this is happening. Yeah. So
well, they've been doing a lot of work to get this happening. So
Yeah.
Have they given us an indication of when it will actually open?
Not actually sure. I'll have to look further into the story. But what we want to see is the implementation of like regular sand grading, replacement of the Kenwood Drive Bridge, all these sorts of things. And the environmental degradation is what's the big concern.
Sorry, I thought it was Christy not being able to get out on her paddleboard. That sounded like the biggest concern in the studio.
Or driving by with your windows down in your car and you go, let's smell that stench. It's there, that'll be gone.
Yeah, so fingers crossed this can address some of those issues. I think there's still going to be more ongoing, but it's a step forward.
Yeah, well, I hope so, because Cat Eye is a beautiful spot. I like going there.
It will be beautiful again.
The one to get up. A fresh way to get up.
Christy and Barge on Hit FM.
We're going to slow things down quite a bit here, Christy, because we don't normally do like an in memoriam section on this show.
No.
However, a couple of years ago when I was still doing the show with Rachel, we heard of a couple on the Mid-North Coast who were celebrating their 70th anniversary together.
That's a massive inning.
Huge.
70 years.
Yeah, my nan and pop didn't get there quite. They nearly did, but it's a huge effort. Beautiful people as well. When Cass came along, second co-host, we went around and visited them.
Yeah.
And we had them on the show for Valentine's Day last year. We did a big Valentine's week. And the reason was Ern Geyer is his name. He passed away a couple of days ago. So Ern and Jean and their daughter Sandy, good friends of ours here at the station. And Sandy let me know, and I was reading the message, and I wasn't even listening to you. I mean, I don't anyway, generally, but I wasn't listening because I was just, I was like, oh, God.
And it had been some time since you caught up with Anne and Jean. And I'm sure we would have because they were just shy of their wedding anniversary.
I mentioned them a couple of weeks ago and said, let's go around for a cup of tea and see how they're doing. So, you know. But the thing is that Ern was not just, he was a World War II vet. He was in Darwin when it was bombed. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he is already a legend for that.
He's seen it all.
But the thing that I loved about him is he wrote so much poetry for his wife, his darling wife, Jean, who loved it. When we went round there and he read out some poetry, she cried in front of us all. It was, even now, she still gets touched by that. Those words that he writes, and he reads her poetry all the time, all the time. We got him on for Valentine's Week, and I just want to show you the lighter side of him first. Here's a joke that he told on this show. this is how this is how he makes Jean feel.
Jean just held my hand and said, "Remember when you first started taking me out, you used to hold my hand?"
Aww.
And I held her hand and I said, "Like that, darling?" And she said, "Yes." And then she said, "Remember the day that we were engaged, how you kissed me on the cheek?" And I leant over and I kissed her old cheek and said, "Like this, dear?" Aww. And she said, "Yes." And then she said, "Remember the day we were married and you started to nibble my ear?" And I got up and started to walk away. And Jean said, "What's wrong? What have I said?" I said, "It's all right. I'm just going to get my teeth."
See, that, so that, that was incredible. Like, just that, the way he made everyone laugh there is just, is incredible. But he worked at very different levels. He could make you laugh and he could make you feel quite emotional. And I think the reason that I appreciated it so much is that in this day and age, you don't have too many blokes to look up to.
No, and we all look up to that and wish that was the kind of marriage that we had.
Yeah, and what I'm going to do now is we're going to play a poem that Ern wrote for Jean, and he said it on the radio about this time last year, and it touched me. I'm hoping that by playing this again that we honour him a bit. Yeah. He was 97, which is a fantastic innings. And he didn't quite make it. The 72nd anniversary would have been in August, and he would have been, he would have been 98. And so this is Ern Guyer at his finest.
"It isn't that we talk that much, sometimes the evening through. You never say a word to me, and I do not talk to you. I sit beside my reading lamp, you like your easy chair. But there is joy enough for me just to know you are there. It isn't that we go out much. Sometimes we like to roam to the concert or to theatre, but best of all is home. I read a book, sometimes aloud, something we like to share. But there is joy enough for me just to know you are there. It isn't when I look around at the pictures on our wall that have made our lives worthwhile beyond recall. No, there is nothing in this world that ever could compare with the joy that fills my heart and soul. You are there. It isn't what you tell to me, the things I have come to know. It's just too deep for words. I think the fact you love me so. You only have to touch my hand to know how much I care. And darling, there is joy enough for me just to know you are still there."
Beautiful words.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up
on your radio.
A little girl got her first acoustic guitar, and she wrote her first song in inspiration following in the footsteps of her artist mum, Lisa Rifle, and it's all been caught on camera, and here's Little Miss Smarty Pants with the butthole song.
"I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
God.
What's inside your butthole? always wonder.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds very similar to the songs that my nieces and nephews come up with when they got their first guitars at Christmas time just gone.
Astronauts and aliens inside your butthole.
Yeah, well, very creative.
Well done.
I'll give her points for that.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.